This is Dave Doggett, and you're listening to the Maritime Outdoorsman Podcast, Episode 14. Thanks again for tuning into another episode of the Maritime Outdoorsman Podcast. In this episode today, we're going to be focused on online courses to certify you for various outdoor activities. The focal point, of course, is going to be on boating and safe boating here in Canada. So that's why I've connected with Mike Dean of BoaterExam.com. A number of weeks ago, I recorded this chat, and he's going to discuss the program that they have, as well as various other online courses that are available to you. Of course, if you're not aware already, in fact, most of you may be, but if you're new to boating or you just maybe have overlooked it, you do need to be certified in order to operate a boat, virtually of any kind, here in Canada. So what you need to do is figure out where you're going to take that course. I've done mine through BoaterExam.com. Mike will explain how their program works and a little bit more information about it. They also have some really neat new programs that cover things like paddle sports, snowmobiling, ATVs, and hunting as well. So be sure to listen to all that information that Mike has. I'm going to mention this again at the end of the episode, but if you want a quick list and links to all these different courses, just go to maritimeoutdoorsman.com/courses, and that will take you directly to a page set up with links to each of these courses. Again, you can check the show notes for this episode, and we'll have a link to that as well. So if you are relatively new to boating, this should be of great interest to you. The courses that BoaterExam.com offers are second to none. I've completed them myself, and they are a great way to learn at your own pace. And you know, it's not a great expense, and you can just become certified whenever you like, and then head on out and take part in your various activities and not worry about any kind of problems with law enforcement or anything like that. So anyway, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on the chat that I had with Mike Dean with BoaterExam.com. Enjoy. Thanks for joining me today, Mike. I've got Mike Dean on the line, and I've known Mike for a number of years now, and he is with BoaterExam.com, and also some other web presences that we can discuss. But Mike, thanks for taking some time to join me today to do an episode of the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So we were just having a little chat before I hit the record button, and you were saying that, you know, this time of year it's spring. It's sort of, I guess, late spring here in Canada. And you say you guys have been pretty busy with what you guys do.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the unofficial start of summer is always that Victoria Day long weekend for Canadians, and National Safe Boating Week has just passed as well. So Everybody definitely seems to have boating and water safety on their minds, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you guys been doing this safe boating stuff?
BoaterExam.com got started in 2000. The requirement for the pleasure craft operator card was announced in 1999. Mm-hmm. And back then, everybody, the focus was on classroom teaching, and nobody really anticipated the internet. It's kind of hard to think to put yourself back in, you know, the year 1999 or 2000, and when the internet was just kind of starting out. But BoaterExam.com was the first company to envision all of this being done online. And now, you know, last year we got numbers that 90% of all pleasure craft operator cards issued were done online. So we started out in 2000, and it's evolved over the years, obviously, into what we have today, and which is you know, a great online course to get your pleasure craft operator card.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you were the first one that I heard of personally a number of years ago, and so what kind of numbers, you know, are you guys, like, can you guys gauge how many people are taking the online courses through you guys?
Yeah, well, Transport Canada released their numbers last year. They kind of get an aggregate of all of the different course providers. Mm-hmm. And I think they said just under 160,000 cards were issued in 2014 alone. Mm. So obviously the big push for most Canadians was 2009, when the first kind of wave of the law came into effect. Mm-hmm. And then so that was our biggest, you know, the biggest rush that we saw was 2009, 2011, a little bit into 2012, and then it's kind of evened off and steadier numbers now that you know, the majority of Canadians have their operator card. Mm-hmm. It's just the odd occasional boater or people, mm-hmm, that might rent a cottage once a year that comes with a boat. Okay. So there's still a little trickle effect of families. Mothers and sons are now getting it. All the fathers seem to have it. The avid boaters, but right. Now it's just a matter of getting everybody else that needs it too.
Sure. So just for those people who may not have it, what is the requirement? Like, what's the cutoff? Is it a certain size boat, certain size motor? How does that work?
Yeah, it's there is a lot of myths about the law. Mm-hmm. So first of all, there's no age restrictions to get the card. Anybody can get it. You don't have to wait till you turn 16.
Okay.
Anything like that. The youngest we had at the Toronto Boat Show, a 6-year-old had been studying all month. Nice. And he came in and challenged his test, and he passed, which is rare. I mean, it is a little bit more challenging of a test. It's gotten a little bit harder over the years as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's anybody can get it. The other myth is that there's a grandfather clause. You know, if you're over 65 or something like that. Unfortunately, that's not the case. There is no grandfather clause. So even if you're, you know, 70 years old, 80 years old, you still need to have your operator card as well. Mm-hmm. And the other thing to know is that it applies to all engine sizes. You know, a lot of people think that 9.9 and under, mm-hmm, it's not required, but in fact, it's required even for electric motors.
Okay.
So the confusion there, it comes from, the pleasure craft license, which, right, is the numbers on the side of your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not required if it's 9.9 or less. So people kind of get the two confused. You have your pleasure craft license, which, mm-hmm, is the numbers, mm-hmm, and then your pleasure craft operator card, which is kind of your driver's license. So
gotcha. So it is, in fact, only for a boat of sort that either has an electric engine or a gas engine.
Correct. Yeah, it's all motorized watercraft.
Okay.
So nothing human powered.
Nothing human powered. Which brings us to something else you were talking about.
Yeah, we're really excited. We just launched in Canada the first ever online paddle sports safety course. So it's paddlecourse.com. Mm-hmm. It's the first one in Canada. And it's also bilingual. We have, mm-hmm, the French website, coolpagaille.com.
Okay.
It's basically just a free resource for paddle sports safety information. You can go online, register, and there's a 5-chapter course. It's all free of charge. And it covers just general paddling safety information. We discuss, you know, the different types of paddle crafts, canoes, mm-hmm, kayaks, mm-hmm, and obviously stand-up paddle boards, which, sure, are, you know, which are all the craze right now.
Yeah.
But then once we get that out of the way, we kind of focus on just general paddle safety information, mm-hmm, trip planning, mm-hmm, preparing for the weather. A lot of the same things that are covered in the boaterexam.com course,
right,
but more of a paddle spin. So we're really excited about that. It's the first of its kind in Canada. We had some stats from the Life Saving Society that indicated that 30% of all preventable water-related deaths were paddle sport related.
Wow.
Which is, you know, 30% is quite a bit. We already had a course in the U.S. for paddle sports. We have one in Australia for paddle sports. And we thought, you know, why not have one in Canada as well?
Sure. So. Well, I was going to say, does that kind of lead us to think that maybe there's some kind of regulations coming into effect for paddle sports?
There's nothing anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Transport Canada is obviously aware of, mm-hmm. you know, our paddle course, but they don't have any standards of their own. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that they'll make any type of education requirements mandatory for paddling, though.
Okay. Interesting. So maybe just run us through the typical study time and course. How long does it take somebody to go from start to finish, somebody who's never even gone to your website before?
Yeah, that's one concern, one question that we get a lot, actually. Mm. So when you go to boaterexam.com, the registration process is obviously quick and simple. We need your basics, your name, date of birth, mailing address. Mm-hmm. And then once you start the course itself, there's a 5-chapter course. There is a minimum of 3 hours required study time. Mm-hmm. And that's a standard that's been set by Transport Canada to kind of match any of the classroom teachings that you would receive.
Okay.
There was a lot of concern over the years of the online course being too easy and
right.
people doing it for their buddies and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So Transport Canada said, okay, fine, we'll make it mandatory study time. So you have to spend a minimum of 3 hours going through the 5 chapters.
Yeah.
And at the end of each chapter, there's a quiz as well.
Okay.
So with the chapters and the quizzes, it works out to about 4 hours before you get to the final exam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't have to be all at once. It could be split up over a period of up to 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start the course, you have 1 year to finish it. And that's just to account for any changes in the content that might arise.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, it always ensures that you have the most up-to-date content. But you have that 1 year period. And once you complete the 5 chapters and all the quizzes, then you're able to access the final test,
mm-hmm.
which is a Transport Canada accredited test. It's mm-hmm. 50 multiple choice questions.
Okay.
And that that has an average time probably about anywhere from 25 minutes to 40 minutes.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, how quickly people can read.
Right.
And then once you pass that, there's a minimum passing grade of 75% required.
Right.
Once you pass that, you're able to print out a temporary card immediately. So let's mm-hmm. say you were going boating this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait for your permanent card to come in the mail. You can access the online course. You can access the online test. And once you pass, you're able to print something out right away, which is really nice for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then the permanent plastic card comes in the mail in about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that card, it's good for life. There's no expiry date on it.
Mm.
If you happen to lose it or break it, you can always call us and get a replacement card.
Nice.
I think, yeah. So it's a really good program. It's all done on the website. It's really user friendly. And yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, if someone in Canada is headed to, let's say, the United States to do some boating, is it like, does it mesh with their regulations down there, or how does that work?
Yeah, it is a little bit of tricky. So in the States, each state has their own boating mm-hmm. laws, whereas in Canada, it's a federal thing. There's no variation between province.
Mm-hmm.
But when you head into the U.S., it does get a little bit tricky. So it's always best just to contact mm-hmm. whichever state agency you'll be visiting. Just contact the agency and double check to make sure that they accept the Canadian Pleasure Craft Operator card.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we do have 45 different states where we offer American safe boating education as well. So from the same website, boaterexam.com, you can access the U.S. side of that and then mm-hmm. select the state that you're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find out some information about that state as well.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all the main questions that I had. Are there any other exams or courses that you wanted to mention?
We also offer, if anybody's into the hunting aspect, mm-hmm. we have mm-hmm. huntercourse.com yep. in Canada and the US. And we've branched into recently ATVcourse.com and snowmobilecourse.com, which is really exciting for us. So there's lots of different online courses available for outdoor education.
Yeah, you guys are going to be busy for sure.
it kind of meshes well because in the boating off season, hunting and ATV and snowmobile pickups. So
for sure,
us busy through all the four seasons. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, I'll be sure to put links to all these courses in your website and in the show notes to this episode. And again, Mike, thanks for taking some time out of your day to chat with us a little bit. Hopefully we'll talk to you before too long.
I hope so as well. Thank you, David, for your time.
Awesome. Thanks. All right. That does it for this episode of the Maritime Outdoorsman Podcast. For the complete show notes and links to the courses available through Mike Dean and BoaterExam.com, just visit MaritimeOutdoorsman.com/014, or to go directly to the course list, just go to MaritimeOutdoorsman.com/courses. Thanks again to Mike for taking the time to speak with us today. Always informative and a great guy there. So take care, have fun out on the water or whatever other activities you're going to take part in, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks. Bye-bye.